Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah. Well, it is time for the Sunday rant. I thought Metallica No Leaf Clover was probably the best. Good song for today. This will be somewhat short. It'll be audio only tonight. I've had family stuff going on all day, so I've been busy all day. There won't be a Tuesday show on Rumble. And there probably won't be there may be a roundtable. I may have Colonel Johnson host it. I'm doing the gunfighter course this week, so it's doubtful that I'll have space or time to do a show. I may, we'll see. But don't plan on it. No promises. Iran. Only way I can describe it is a dumpster fire. It's all it is at this point. So we've switched over to an air campaign because, you know, the threat to our aircraft has been severely diminished since, you know, we've struck all their strategic sites. Humma, humma. Here's the translation of that. We're out of shit. We don't have any more shit to launch, so we have to drop things. And we're going to drop all the stuff we have left, you know, the stuff we didn't give to Israel the first time around and the stuff we didn't give to Ukraine the last 4 years. That's the shit we're going to drop on them. So it might be some tampons, some ointment, maybe some Mexican urine. We might drop some, you know, bags of dog shit on them. But yeah, Trump went from saying this is going to be This can be, you know, a whole 48 hours. They're going to capitulate. Everything's going to be groovy. And we're all going to open a cold one. 48 hours later, yeah, this is going to go on several weeks. They didn't capitulate. We haven't achieved our objectives. And, oh, by the way, we want unconditional surrender. Which went to, we want unconditional surrender. We're going to take all the oil. We're going to send in teams to take their fissionable materials. And we want a pony. And make sure it's delivered by a unicorn. And when that's all done, we'll all drop acid and look at the moon and tell ourselves that we've declared victory. And I've said this before. And it bears repeating. By the time Trump's administration is over with, his 4-year, you know, minimum security prison sentence is up, he's going to be the most despised man in world history. Even more despised than Hitler. Because he's, and I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of he's moving forces into place to preempt other things. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of he's, you know, taking out this regime that supports terror. I don't buy any of that. I don't buy any of it. Not one part of the narrative, not one thing. Don't buy any of it. I don't buy what they're telling us is going on. I don't buy what they're telling us is actually happening on the ground. I don't buy that we're not going to put troops on the ground or the troops aren't already on the ground. I don't buy any of the narratives that are coming out of the mainstream news. And I don't buy a word that anybody in the administration is saying. So that's just one big, it's just one big turd sandwich. And now it's going to be a protracted war. The midterms are gone. J.D. Vance will never be elected president. And we may not, I've said this before, I'll be surprised if we have an election in 28. And I say that because Congress can't even pass an act to require proof of citizenship and identification to vote. They killed that bill this week. That tells you everything you need to know. The whole system is cooked. It's cooked to the point where, and by the way, don't forget that BlackRock and Vanguard and a few others blocked people from removing their money from their investments. So the economy is imploding at the same time. What you're watching is the destruction of the empire. And the only thing that, the only people that go into Persia are empires that are dying. No one has ever conquered Persia. No one. And no hostile force has ever invaded that place and hung on to it. Not in its entire history. It has never been conquered. And when you look at the geography, you understand why. It's surrounded by mountains like Afghanistan. Same thing. So whatever we do from this point forward is going to be a dumpster fire. And there's, we're not going to achieve our objectives. There's not going to be regime change. And there's definitively not going to be any change in the way that they operate. There might be some leaders that are changed over. But all they have to do is wait us out. Because they know we can't do this forever. So you're watching the gas prices go up. I think they hit $8 in California today. They definitively hit, I think they hit $5 here. Yeah, it's like $5 here. Going up by the day. So this dumpster fire is going to get worse and worse for Trump. And this is the end of Israel too. This will be the end of Israel. This greater Israel project, this control over the elites, all of this is going to end probably by 28. Nobody wants to fight a world war. Not even the Chinese want to fight a world war. And the administration has dragged us into a world war. And, you know, this Dr. Zhang guy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He's all over social media right now. He's talking about how the U.S. is going to die and Israel's going to achieve its aim. And they're a country of 8 million people. Supposedly from the Nile to the Euphrates is greater Israel. It was guaranteed to them by God. They're not going to occupy that land. Sorry, not real. Not even on your best day. You couldn't go into Gaza and take out a bunch of terrorists that you created on your own. What do you think the odds are that you're going into Iraq, you're going into Syria, you're going into Turkey and some of the other countries around there, and you're going to be that successful? Because we're not fighting that war for you. Because once we've spent all our ammo, which will probably be another 30 days from now, then that's it. We're done. Game over. Airdropped orgasm over. And this whole thing shows you how corrupt the entire system is, especially the defense industrial complex. Like, really? You can only build 59 missiles a month? 59 missiles. That's all you get, 59. We haven't built anything cheaper. We haven't built anything less sophisticated. No, we got to have a wargasm. We have to go out and build the most high-tech and useless shit on the planet. You know, during World War II, George Patton took a lot of shit because he built the Sherman, and he knew the Sherman was grossly inferior to any of the German tanks. And we could have built the T-26, which was the Pershing tank. It was a better tank all around. But it was more complex to build. It would have taken longer to build it. We wouldn't have had the mass production capability like we did with the Shermans and with the some of the other tanks we were building. And so Patton made the decision before the war that the Sherman was the way to go. And at that time, it was still infantry support weapon. It wasn't a fire maneuver weapon like it is now. And tank-on-tank warfare was not really, it just wasn't planned on, right? Because they had these really slow muzzle 105 or 75 millimeter guns. They were basically field cannons, and they were completely inadequate against German tanks. So that's why you see the evolution of the Sherman, longer and longer barrels and faster muzzle velocities, because we were countering the threat. And we haven't changed. Like we didn't, after World War II, we started building all this, you know, high-tech equipment, high-tech weaponry, and you don't build a lot of it. Like, you know, the Germans, the Panther tank was probably one of the best tanks they produced, but it was inherently unreliable and they couldn't mass produce it because it was so complex. And yeah, it was a great cannon, great tank, great field maneuver, fast enough, but they just couldn't build enough of them. So here we are in 2026, and we have all these high-tech weapons, you know, F-35 that's got a mission capability rate somewhere in the 40s. And we've got older aircraft, F-15s, F-16s. You know, we lost three F-15s on day one, supposedly from friendly fire, which none of us believe. If you watch the last roundtable, you see why we say that. So all of these things you put together, and you set yourself up for you just set yourself up for a long, arduous, and very costly conflict that you can't hope to win. And that's where we are. We're watching our empire die, and it's being killed because it's run by sociopaths and pedophiles. And as soon as the war started, all of the voter ID, all the voting issues, all of the Epstein stuff vanished. And nobody's talking about it. Well, except for Candace Owens, and they've branded her as crazy. So, and the FBI hasn't arrested anybody. Congress is the only people that seem to interview anybody that was on the Epstein list, but nobody's been arrested. And Les Wexner, they went to his house to do a congressional hearing, and it was just Democrats. So it's turned into a get Trump thing. The whole thing is right out of pawns in the game. The whole thing. They're burning Trump right in front of us right now. He's no longer useful, so they're going to burn him to the ground. And he may be doing it to himself. I don't know. But he's not going to survive this. This won't age well. And when they try and push a draft, then you should. I don't know if you will, but you should see senators and the people voting for that getting smoked in their own states. So all of those things are happening right in front of you. And I think it's interesting that J.D. Vance has been quiet most of this time, and the press briefings have gotten a little less hostile. And all Trump had to do was stay out of Iran. That's all he had to do. He didn't have to do anything else. He just had to stay out of Iran. But he made a tactical blunder. And you know, I know that there's people that don't think that, you know, he's in there for Israel. He's in there for, you know, to destroy the deep state and destroy their last vassal for the city of London. I don't know how much of that's true. And I'm going to stop pretending that it is true, because you can't make that case now. We're a week plus into this thing right now. There's no signs of this ending. There's no signs of negotiation. If the deal was already inked, this would have ended quickly, and it didn't. And from what I understand from several sources, that they are bombing the shit out of out of Tel Aviv and Israel. And they've basically leveled all of our bases in the Middle East. So this isn't going well. And the next thing that they're going to see is civil unrest. How that starts, when it starts, who knows? But it's coming. And we're not that far away from it. People are fed up. And when the cost of living gets to the point where people start to fail, and by the way, there is a massive credit bubble right now, both in vehicles as well as in credit cards. And then there's a massive amount of houses that are sitting empty and in foreclosure. It's even worse than it was in 2008. So this is going to exacerbate the current issues that most people are already on the edge. This is going to push them over the edge. And I'm just wondering when that point is, when people get to the place where they realize they have nothing left to lose. Because that's when you will see the struggle change from a struggle to a revolution. And that day is coming. And I think people are finally starting to realize, because tonight I had dinner with somebody who's like uber liberal. And literally out of their mouth came, I don't know why these people haven't been shot. These people were raping children. Why haven't they been arrested or shot? Okay. That's a good point. Why haven't they? Where's the outrage? Why aren't people more up in arms? I'll tell you why, because there's no arrest. People have just given up. They just don't care anymore. Nobody's going to be held accountable. There's not going to be arrests. There's not going to be dismantling the deep state, blah, 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 blah. You know, nothing can stop what's coming. You know why? Because nothing's coming. It's too bad, because we used to do things for moral reasons. We used to remind ourselves who we were and what we were all about. We used to teach it in school. We used to teach kids selfless service. We used to teach people that there's something bigger than yourself, and that serving other people is therapeutic. It's good for you. It's good for them. Nope, we've completely abandoned our homeless, our veterans, and now we only care about people that are here illegally. They walk in the door, they get free housing, they get basically $2,500 or $3,500 a month paid to them, and Americans get jack shit. And oh, by the way, pay your taxes or they will foreclose on your house. And then you don't forget to pay the state your property taxes, which is rent on your house that you own. The system's cooked. It's completely cooked to the point where I don't even know why anybody's playing in the system. Like, I'm not paying taxes. Fuck that. They can come get my house, but they better bring some heavily armed men, because I'm done. I'm done watching, you know, half of my income go to a bunch of shitbags that don't give a shit about anybody but themselves. I'm tired of watching sociopaths on display and nobody arrests them for any illegal activities. Just done with it. And if you watch the Paris fashion show, you know, some of the videos coming out of that place, that was Satanism on display. Could it be any more satanic? People dressing up as demons, people just satanic shit. So at this point, I'm just waiting for, you know, hoping for the alien invasion, you know, the real one, because this is ridiculous. I had a conversation this morning with somebody and he's like, dude, where's the outrage? Why aren't people just up in arms? I'm like, they are. But Americans have realized that protesting doesn't work. And, you know, everybody I talk to is telling me how busy they are. Well, I got to pay my bills, blah, blah, blah. They're going to take your shit at some point. Are you going to wait for them to consolidate power so they can just debank you? Because that's what's happening right now. Anybody that says anything that's construed as a criticism of fucking Israel is debanked. And good luck trying to find a lawyer that isn't a fucking Jew. Good luck. At some point, they're going to come for you. At some point, they're going to take away what you have left. At some point, they're going to strip you of all of your civil liberties. I'm just wondering where the outrage was. Where's the outrage? I mean, your blood should be boiling. My blood was boiling after watching that CIA fucktard talk about how they created a group to do nothing but to interdict Trump and make sure that he didn't win in 2020. Okay, that's called a coup. And none of those guys were held accountable. And the kicker in all of it is the AG knows exactly who they are and what they're about. So you can do the math there. The whole system's cooked. These people aren't going to arrest each other. They're not going to burn the system down. They want it to stay exactly as it is so they can milk as much out of it as they possibly can before they totally fuck us over. At some point, you got to ask yourself, when do I stand up? What's my line in the sand? And that's what's coming next. Everybody knows it's going to go kinetic now. When they didn't arrest anybody from the Epstein files, you just knew this was going to go kinetic at that point. I said it back in 22, but, you know, I'm usually 2 to 5 years ahead of everybody. So it is what it is. But get ready to fight and expect a false flag here because that's next. That's the next show is a false flag. So look for it. And I'll be back as much if I can this week between training and having people here. I'll do my best to do a show. Till then, God bless. One team, one fight.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.